Gain of 32 yards for number 32.
Clampett breaks huddle now with his Hornet teammates. First and 10 for the Hornets. Second time tonight they've been in Savannah territory. DJ Gannon is wide to the right as the ball sitting at the Savannah 41. Handoff is to Tyler Long, and he's brought down immediately after a short gain by Logan Holland, a senior defensive lineman for the Savages. They have fourth down and 10 on the scoreboard, but it's actually second and 9 for Chillicothe at the Savannah 41-yard line as Clampett comes from the sidelines with the second down play. Here they go. Savannah's already set on defense. With the change in quarters, Savannah is now defending the south goal. Chillicothe defending the north goal. Clampett back to pass. Throws a quick pass over to the west sidelines for Gannon. It goes behind Gannon, incomplete at the 35 of Savannah. It'll bring up third down and 9 now for Chillicothe. Chillicothe trails this game 7-0 to the state-ranked Savannah Savages.
Big third down play here. Like to see him capitalize on that nice DL Midget run a couple of plays ago.
Here come the Hornet offense. They have Gannon wide to the right. Midget and Long are split in the backfield. Strong line to the right for Clampett as he goes under center. He goes back to pass again. Throws over the middle for Gannon. It's intercepted by Tyler Wilt. He's at the 25, 30, 35, 40. 45, ball comes loose at the 47 of Savannah, but they're going to say that Tyler Wilt was down on contact at about the 46-yard line of Savannah. So first turnover of the night by the Hornets comes by way of an interception. That is the 15th turnover on the season by this Hornet offense.
Well, that's unfortunate. They had a little something working there and just threw it into traffic, and Savannah's pretty good defensive ball club, especially pass defense.
For Clampett, that's his sixth interception on the season. Zane Wilt in shotgun formation goes back to pass. He's looking for his brother, who's open at the 25 of the Hornets. He's caught it. He's turned it upfield to the 20. He's finally brought down inside the 15 of Chillicothe by Jared Cox and D.L. Midget.
Down to the 14-yard line, so a gain of 32 yards on that pitch and catch. And anytime you have brothers, and Coach Chad Smith talked about this in the pregame show, Zane Wilt's favorite target is his brother, Tyler. Anytime you have two family members playing like that, they just got that silent communication between them.
Austin Nolan comes into the ball game. He'll be at a wide receiver spot to the left. Tyler Wilt will be wide to the right. Wilt is in shotgun formation, Zane, that is, as he takes his snap, hands off to Corburn. Corburn fights his way down to the 10-yard line of Chillicothe. So it'll bring up a second down and 7 for Savannah. Johnson Young, the senior, in on the tackle defensively for the Hornets. Johnson Young missed last week's game in Lafayette. Good to see him back in the lineup as we need some size there on at the line of scrimmage. Dickens is wide to the left. Tyler Wilt to the right. Two backs are in the backfield. Zane Wilt in shotgun formation. Looks for his brother in the east corner. He throws it up for grabs. Tyler Wilt comes down with it, and he scores the touchdown. He was covered well, but Tyler Wilt brought it down on the jump ball attempt between him and Tyler Clampett. And with 9:25 remaining here in the first half at Bob Fairchild Field, it's Savannah 13, Chillicothe 0.
As you said, that was good coverage. It was on the sideline and the back corner of the end zone, and Tyler Wilt with a good concentration able to make the grab under pretty heavy duress.
Here's Volgamont in to attempt the point after. The snap's put down, the kick is up, and it is no good. That could play a factor as this game wears on. The score is 13-0, Savannah over Chillicothe. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Savannah has scored another touchdown. It was a touchdown pass from Zane Wilt to his brother Tyler. down at the north end of the football field. Boy, I thought Tyler Clampett was going to come up with a third interception as he played good coverage there, Randy, on Tyler Wilt.
Yes, indeed.
Here's Volgamont with a high short kick. It's going to be taken by Mason Hayward. He's at the 20 of the Hornets. The 25 brought down from behind by number 15 of Savannah. That's Dallas Volgamont. All right, here's the Hornets. They need to answer the call here. After Savannah scored that second touchdown, they need desperately do the Hornets to get some points on the board on this drive, and they're going to do it, folks. Just wait and see. Tyler Clampett comes back into this ball game. In the first six games this season, he's completed 42% of his passes for 567 yards, four touchdowns, but he now has six interceptions as he has one here tonight. And he's now under center, having two backs behind him. That's Long and Midget. Handoff, no, fake handoff, and Clampett's going to keep it. Roll to his right, cross to the Hornet, 25 up to the 30. First time I've seen that play this year, but it worked well. It got him a gain of about 5 yards, so it'll bring up a second and five for the Hornet offense. Tyler Wilt was in on the tackle from his free safety position.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether everyone was covered or whether that was a design play, but regardless, it, as you said, gained 4 or 5 yards up to the 30-yard line. We'll take it. You know, every yard is a tough one tonight, so we'll take that gain.
Clock continues to run. We're down to 8:40 remaining here first half. Savannah leads it 13-0. Three backs are in the backfield for Clampett. Clampett counter pitches back to Gannon. The fullback crosses the Hornet 30, spins off a defender at the 33, gets up to the Hornet 35, where he's just short of the first down. Preston Bailey was in on the tackle that time for Savannah's defense. Now they're going to give him a good spot, and they're going to give the Hornets a first down, and the chains move for Chillicothe.
Yeah, they gave him an extra yard on that spot, I think, and we'll take it. So instead of third and one, he made it just by the length of the chain, I think, made it up to the 36, and it's first and 10, fresh set of downs for Chillicothe, trailing 13-0, second quarter.
DJ Gannon leads this team in rushing with 311 yards through the first six games. Had a good run there, did the senior. He's now flanked tight to the right. Clampett hands off to Long, who quickly goes through that line of scrimmage, crosses the line of scrimmage, gets across the Hornet 40, all the way out to the Chillicothe 43-yard line. I thought he was going to take Tyler Clampett's right arm with him, Randy, as he almost beat Clampett to the hole. Max Aldrich and Dallas Volgamont were in on the tackle for the Savage defense, and right at this moment, folks, I get a sense that Savannah's defense is a little on their heels. Chillicothe comes up to the line. Savannah trying to get set defensively as Clampett already goes under center. He's got a strong line to the right. Hands off to DJ Gannon, who patiently looks for a hole and tries to turn it right up the middle. He's brought down at the 45 of the Hornets. He's about a half a yard short of the first down. It'll be third and inches for the Hornet offense at their own 45 as Tucker McDonald brought down Gannon. Gannon has two 100-yard rushing performances in his Hornet career. They all came last year, October 21st, 2011. He had his best game of his career, 219 yards against the Cameron Dragons. Then the next week, October 27th, he had 127 yards against the Warriors of Kansas City, St. Pius X. Here's Long with a carry, crosses the Hornet 45, gets the first down, crosses midfield, and is finally brought down at the 47-yard line of Savannah. So just like that, two first downs picked up in a row on this Hornet drive.
Needed a yard, picked up eight. That's always nice to see. Tyler Long's been a nice spark the last couple of games. Gets the starting nod this time thanks to his 100-plus yard performance against Lafayette, the first back to hit the century mark this season.
First and 10 for the Hornets at the 47 of Savannah. Third time tonight, Chillicothe's been in Savannah territory. Clampett goes back to pass, throws quickly to the leading receiver on this team, Alpern. Alpern has to dive. It goes in and out of his hands at the 37 of Savannah. So incomplete. I don't think Tyler's yet to complete a pass tonight. Like to see him pick one up.
It'll be second and 10 now from the 47.
I do like that call there. Even though we've been moving the ball offensively on the ground pretty well, I like to balance it out with a pass every once in a while. 6:17 remains in the first half, 13-0 the score. Chillicothe trails. Second and 10 for the Hornets at the Savannah 47. Gannon's wide to the left. Reverse now to Gannon. He's coming around the west sideline this time. Savannah sniffs it out well and brings Gannon down for a two-yard loss. Leading the charge for Savannah's defense was Joel Corwin, and then he was helped out by Preston Bailey.
A little bit of a slow developing play that time.
That kind of took the wind a little bit out of the Hornets' sails there as they have a third and 10 now at the 42 of Savannah. 5:44 remains first half. Chillicothe trails 13-0 to the state-ranked Savannah Savages. DJ Gannon and DL Midget wide to the right. Clampett goes back to pass. Unloads out of bounds over here on the west sidelines as he had pressure coming up the middle by two defenders.
Yeah, I think he just threw that away. They were well covered and he was under pressure, so smart move that time to avoid a loss.
You got to believe that the Hornets are going to have to go in punt formation, but Tyler Clampett remains in this ball game as he comes back out with another play as the Hornets have it fourth and 10. At the Savannah 47-yard line, Clampett, first time this season, I believe, is in shotgun formation. He has five wide receivers. Now it's a punt. It's a beautiful, high punt, end over end, that bounces at the Savannah 20, takes a fortuitous bounce down the tightrope sidelines, and goes out of bounds at the 12-yard line of Savannah. So the Savages will have it first and 10 deep in the
end of the field.
Boy.
Way over yonder is where they're going to be playing.
I guess my tongue's getting too cold, Randy.
I think that Clampett has punted like that one other time this year, okay. I believe. And that is something they work on in practice.
Now, did I see him punt with his left foot there, Randy? Was I right on that?
I wasn't paying attention,
sure looked
to be
like it. Here's Zane Wilch running the shotgun. He hands off to Corburn. Corburn, a little punishing running back, crosses the 15, the 20, and is brought down at the 23-yard line of Savannah, and he picks up 10 yards on that carry. Jared Cox and Zach Alpern were in on the tackle for the Hornet defense.
Yeah, like you say, he's just small, quick, gets to the hole fast, and makes the most of it.
Wide to the left for Savannah is Austin Nolan. Tyler Wilt is wide to the right. Zane Wilt takes the snap. He's going to run the option. Keep it himself. Cross the line of scrimmage at the 25 and gets up to the 28-yard line of Savannah. Lake Still was in on the tackle, the junior defensive lineman. Coming into the ball game now is Dylan Hines. He'll be at a wide receiver spot. He'll be wide to the right. Tyler Wilt will be wide to the left. Zane Wilt is in shotgun formation. Two backs are in the backfield. And it looks like before the ball was snapped, there's a whistle that is blown. As it looks like Chillicothe jumped off sides. It'll be a five-yard penalty against the Hornets, making it now a second and short for the Savannah offense.
Should be second and two, I believe.